We're back, and we're here with the fourth voice. We call this the voice of the inspirer. A good way to identify the voice of the inspirer is it's the exact opposite of the voice of the accuser. Right? And so the voice of the inspirer, some of the characteristics of it, first of all, it never yells, you know, or shouts, right? It definitely doesn't accuse, right? It doesn't give ultimatums, right? Think of the worrier in some respects, maybe not as an ultimatum, but as I said, is that the worrier, you know, the end result is, oh my God, the world's coming to an end, right? The voice of the inspirer is the exact opposite, right? It never is, you know, oh my goodness, this is it, right? Or you've missed your chance or things like that, right? Never shouts, never yells, never gives ultimatums. There's ultimate do-overs when it comes to the voice of the inspirer, right? The voice of the inspirer, again, almost diametrically opposed to the voice of the accuser, will never impose themselves on you, right? So the whole not yelling or not getting in your face, they won't do that. It will just calmly, quietly speak. It offers suggestions, not ultimatums. It offers encouragement, not the world is going to end, right? The voice of the inspirer, right? It doesn't give ultimatums. It doesn't say do this or else. It suggests, right? It's like, no big deal. If you don't want to do it, that's okay. It's just a suggestion, right? It's very much like a conversation with a trusted friend. The voice of the inspirer will often encourage us to take some steps that we may feel a little bit uncomfortable taking them, right? But it will never require us to do something icky. Back to that spiritual word again. It's, you know, it's not going to ask us to, you know, to kind of crawl through a cherry or a raspberry patch full of thorny bushes, right? You know, it's not about like a chain gang kind of thing, you know, or things like that, right? I'm not saying I won't encourage us to step into those areas that are uncomfortable with, right? But it's something that even though we might be kind of shaking in our boots a bit, at the same time, there's excitement, right? That's the voice of the inspirer. What is your action plan when you hear the voice of the inspirer? It's actually very, very simple. When the voice of the inspirer speaks, listen to it. Listen to what it says. When the voice of the inspirer suggests an action step, if you will, do it. Don't contemplate it. Don't analyze it. Don't build a list of pros and cons. Don't call up your friend and say, you know, I'm kind of have a feeling that I should do this. What do you think? No, do it. The voice of the inspirer is the greater part of you supporting and leading you into your desire. You see, the voice of the inspirer is often the shortest, actually easiest, and most fun path to the manifestation of your desire, right? The inspirer is the shortcut, right? You know, the inspirer is your coach, is your supporter, is your cheerleader, is all that good stuff, encouraging you to step into a greater expression of yourself. Because when we have a desire, what we're really doing is we're saying, I want to manifest a greater expression of who I am. And the voice of the inspirer, when you choose that, cheers louder than anybody else, because they know that that is your destiny. It's in your DNA to grow and expand and change. And the voice of the inspirer is there to support you. The voice of the inspirer has access to resources that you don't have a clue about. Listen, the voice of the inspirer. Listen, it's the shortest path to a miracle. But the neat thing about it is the voice of the inspired doesn't see it as a miracle at all, because the voice of the inspired goes, well, of course, this is what you're designed to do, right? It's no big deal. We can do this. The voice of the inspirer.